Hello everyone, welcome back to the English Danny channel. All right, if you haven't already, please like, subscribe to our channel, okay? Turn on notifications if you can. It helps us out a lot.
Hello. Do you want to watch our lessons? Go to our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/EnglishDanny or just search English Danny on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to our channel.
All right, so we have a great lesson for you today. Today's lesson is about classroom English. And there's a lot of different things, okay, in the classroom. And this lesson is about phrasal verbs, okay? Maybe your teacher will use a lot of these phrasal verbs in the classroom. So it's important for you to know. Let's get started. All right, so the first phrasal verb that we're going to look at today is catch on. Okay, one more time, catch on. So this phrasal verb means to understand something, especially after a long time. Okay, so if you are studying and you don't understand, but suddenly you understand, then you catch on. Okay, so for example, I couldn't understand the lesson, but I started to catch on after a few minutes. Have you ever heard of italki? With italki, you can practice conversational skills under different real-world scenarios. Italki has customized lessons that cater to your learning needs and interests. One-on-one English lessons provide you undivided attention with teachers. Experience English language and culture from native speakers who know the real deal. Italki is very affordable. Click the link in the description to find out more about italki. All right, and the next word we have is hand out. And hand out means to give something to all of the people in a group. And maybe this group is a classroom or a class. So, for example, the teacher handed out the test. Okay, so he is or she is giving the test to everyone in the class. The next word we have is hand in. All right, hand in is a little bit different than hand out. Hand in means to give something to someone in a position of authority, meaning like a teacher. Okay, so when you give something to your teacher, like give a test or give homework, you hand in your homework. So, for example, I handed my test in to my teacher. Our next word is make up. All right. Make up has many different meanings, but this meaning is especially for the classroom. Okay. And make up means to do something at a later date than originally planned. Okay. So maybe if you don't do your homework, then you need to make up your homework. You will do it next time, okay? In the future, a later date. So, for example, I didn't go to class today, so I need to make up the test. And our next word is speak up. Speak up. All right. And it means to talk louder. Speak up. All right, so your teacher will say this, probably. It's very, very common for teachers to ask the students to speak up, okay? Especially if you talk quietly or if you're whispering, the teacher will say, speak up, speak up. It means to talk louder. So, for example, I said my answer quietly, so the teacher asked me to speak up. All right, and our final word is quiet down. Quiet down. All right, and it means shh, to be quieter or calmer. All right, also, I think your teacher will probably say this. Sometimes students are very loud, so the teacher needs to say, quiet down, right? Everybody, quiet down, please. So, for example, the class was very noisy, so the teacher asked us to quiet down. All right, everyone, that's our lesson for today. Thanks so much for watching. If you haven't already, please like the video. Please subscribe to our channel if you like this video, if you want to see more English learning videos in the future. All right, thanks so much. See you next time.